Welcome to the latest edition of Learn English with Everest. My name is Amy, and in this series, we are telling stories. From inspirational tales of mountain climbing to sea swimming, from spooky ghost stories to musical memories. We hope you enjoy it. This podcast is brought to you by Everest Language School. How much sleep do you get a night? A good night's sleep is just as important as regular exercise and a healthy diet. Research shows that poor sleep has immediate negative effects on your hormones, exercise performance, and brain function. But fear not, if you're not getting your 7+ hours sleep each night, maybe a nap can help balance things out. This episode is all about sleep. Story 1.
The afternoon nap gets a bad rap. Some see a siesta as a sign of laziness, low energy, or even illness. A recent study, however, has found that taking a regular afternoon nap may be linked to better mental agility. The study, published in online journal General Psychiatry, examined the sleep patterns of 2,214 healthy people, aged 60 and over, in several large cities in China. Of those who took part in the study, 1,534 took a regular afternoon nap of between 5 minutes and 2 hours, while 680 did not. It was found that in addition to reducing sleepiness, naps can offer a variety of benefits, such as better working memory, better verbal fluency, and can aid learning. A short afternoon nap can leave you feeling alert and ready to tackle the rest of the day. When napping, your brain clears out unnecessary information out of your brain's temporary storage areas to prepare it for the new information to be absorbed. So, if you get caught having a nap at work, this time you have a valid excuse.
Still not convinced that napping is for you? Well, our next story takes us back to 1869, where one man's nap helped revolutionise the world of science. Get your duvet ready. Story 2.
We all remember it from school science books. You probably had to learn it off for an exam. The periodic table. Did you know that 2019 marked the 150th anniversary of the periodic table of chemical elements? Let's go back to 1869, to St. Petersburg, to be precise, where Dmitri Mendeleev's discovery was to transform chemistry from a tangle of disorganized facts into a disciplined science. His table would arrange 63 elements into a recognizable and repeating pattern that all the other 58 plus elements yet to be discovered would follow. One morning in 1869, Mendeleev wrote the name of each of the known elements on separate pieces of card, added the atomic weight, a few physical properties, and the formulae of its products when reacted with hydrogen or oxygen. He began to play with the cards, eventually arranging them in rows from left to right. Happy with his morning's work, he wrote it down on the back of an envelope. He then took an all-important afternoon nap. Once he woke up, he was inspired to instead arrange the cards in 8 vertical columns instead of horizontal rows. And this is the format of the periodic table that exists today. Is the afternoon nap the key to the discovery? I'll let you sleep on that.
Story 3.
If you are not getting enough sleep at night, it can feel like torture. Maybe you have trouble falling asleep, or wake up in the middle of the night, or maybe you have a baby that is wreaking havoc on your sleep pattern. Either way, not getting enough sleep is cruel. Keeping your bedroom dark and at around 18.5 degrees Celsius and taking regular exercise can help, as well as the following alternative remedies. As always, make sure you've done your homework and always consult an expert. Any tips of your own, be sure to let us know.
The following has been recommended by organic natural health experts Neil's Yard Remedies.
Herbs.
Certain herbs can relax the mind, help induce sleep and reduce disturbed sleep patterns. These include valerian, hops, passion flower, and wild lettuce.
Essential oils.
Some essential oils, such as lavender, have been proven to promote a restful night's sleep. Roman chamomile is a calming oil, and vetiver is helped for relieving stress and tension.
Food.
Cherries, goji berries, tomatoes, chilies, white or black mustard seeds, sprouted seeds, corn, rice all provide melatonin, which aids sleep. Try to avoid junk food, which studies have shown can disrupt restorative sleep.
Supplements.
There are certain nutrients that have been specifically linked to improvements in relaxation and a reduction in insomnia. These include omega-3, magnesium, and vitamin D. Hopefully some of these can help you drift off to the land of Nod. This podcast is brought to you by Everest Language School. You can find the transcript and list of difficult vocabulary from this and all other episodes on our website, everestlanguageschool.com/podcast.